This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Here's the scene. You're in line at your local fast food joint, and it's the flu season. People are getting sick, so you help yourself to some hand sanitizer sitting on the counter. Then it's your turn to check out, and you grab your receipt, you crumple it in your palm, and you proceed to chow down on those fries in your other hand. That's a pretty common scene, and one researchers recreated for a study out in PLOS One this week. Well, what's the point? Well, that thermal paper receipt in your hand, it's coated with the chemical and known hormone disruptor, bisphenol A or BPA. And scientists wanted to see if using hand sanitizer or similar products increased the amount of BPA that gets into our bodies. And the results, boy, does it ever. Joining us now is one of the authors of this study, Fred Von Saal, curator is professor of biological science at the University of Missouri Columbia. Welcome to Science Friday.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk with you, Ira.
You're welcome. You know, the research published earlier, I think it was in February in this year, in a journal of the American Medical Association, already showed that people who handle lots of store receipts have increased levels of BPA in their bodies. So what does your study add to that?
Well, those studies did not measure BPA in blood. And in order to know how active a chemical is, you have to know what the metabolized level in blood is versus the active amount, the bioactive amount in blood. And we actually went and measured that as well as measuring BPA in urine. And what we found was, as a result of doing what you just described, amounts of BPA that far exceed what anybody would agree is a hazardous level of BPA based on a huge amount of animal and human studies.
And what role does the hand sanitizer have in the BPA exposure?
Well, I think most people are probably unaware that cosmetics such as hand creams, personal care products in general, such as hand sanitizer, sunscreens, contain chemicals that are used by the drug industry to enhance the transport of drugs across skin by breaking down the epidermal barrier that really protects us reasonably well from toxic chemicals. And that by using a product such as hand sanitizer, but this would also very likely occur if you use skin creams or sunscreens or anything and then touched the thermal receipt paper, there is such a massive amount of BPA coated on the surface of thermal paper, and it's in a completely free form, so it comes off onto your hand almost like talcum powder would. And once you have these dermal penetrating enhancing chemicals on your hand, this our data show that within literally a couple of minutes, hundreds of micrograms of BPA are passed through your skin into your blood in an active form and transported to your tissues. This totally changes the FDA's estimate of the daily exposure to this chemical.
Well, that was my next question. If we've banned it out of plastic bottles, why have we not banned it from the receipt paper?
One of the problems is the EPA tried to declare BPA a chemical of concern in 2010. And believe it or not, the Obama Office of Management and Budget blocked that attempt by the EPA. It would have given the EPA the ability to find out all the products that BPA is used in. So we keep discovering that it's in products we didn't know about. And so now we find out that in addition to being used in food and beverage containers, which is all the FDA has been focusing on, it's in massive quantities on the surface of thermal paper. And since there are 15 billion pounds of BPA that were produced and put in products in 2013, we don't have a clue what other products it's in. So it's only because scientists are stumbling onto these kind of findings that we're aware that there are all these other sources of human exposure to a chemical that's been related to a horrifying array of human diseases.
Such as?
Well, it's quite a long list. But,
give me the
you
top
know, it's
five.
Actually, it's actually a critical question, because these are problems that are so prevalent in our society. BPA in human studies is related to obesity, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, heart attack, liver and kidney malfunction, immune disorders such as asthma and allergy. In the female, it's related to endometrial disorders, polycystic ovary disease, reduced fertilization success in vitro fertilization, implantation failure, reduced embryo quality.
Well, I asked for the list. Here it is. It's a long list.
It's a horrifying list. And also, if a woman gives birth to babies, her levels of BPA will cause increased aggressiveness, hyperactivity, and impaired learning in the female offspring.
Is there any safe level of BPA there?
You know, the interesting question there is that we can't really answer that other than in terms of hormone function. There isn't a level of hormone or hormone mimicking chemical such as BPA that is considered safe. That's true for carcinogens. That's true for hormones as well.
Mm-hmm. Is there any replacement for it?
Well, the EPA, Designed for the Environment, did a study of thermal paper, for instance, and found that for thermal paper, there is no safe developer that can be coated on the surface that'll create a print in when a thermal stylus hits the paper. And they recommended that this industry develop new approaches that essentially did away with thermal paper and went to standard print. So that's the EPA's advice. I happen to totally agree with it. This is a technology that cannot be used safely. There are no safe replacements. And the current replacement that we report about in here, BPS, is actually a persistent organic pollutant because it gets in the environment and it doesn't degrade, and it's also an endocrine disruptor just like BPA is.
So the answer is just to do away with BPA paper and go to some other paper? Can states ban it if the federal government is not going to?
Well, yes. So states at the moment have the ability to regulate products if they choose to do so. And BPA in specific products has been banned in over 11 states. The federal government hasn't taken any action. It's pretty much like the situation with secondhand smoke back in the 90s and early 21st century, where everything was happening at the city level. Remember when cigarette smoking was banned in bars in New York and the world was going to end? Well, it didn't.
Are we exposed in any other way besides the touch and feel of it on the paper? Are we inhaling it or any other things like that?
Well, clearly we're exposed to BPA. A major source of exposure is can lining, because the lining of cans is made from BPA, and as the cans are heated to sterilize food in it, The BPA breaks apart and is released into the food or beverages in a can. And so there are numerous publications showing that can use is related to BPA levels, but none of those uses comes even close to the quantities of BPA that we were able to get into people as a result of the combination of using a per skincare product and touching receipt paper.
So you're saying it's not just to recap. It's not just the hand sanitizer, but a lot of cosmetic skin products. Is there a safer way to use them or not? You put a glove on when you're handling the paper or what?
Well, some people don't touch the paper, and just if you have a smartphone or a camera or something, just take a picture. And since the binding of BPA to the dye in the thermal paper is a reversible event, if you need to keep the thermal paper for any period of time, the print is going to fade anyway. So I personally just say I don't want the receipt, or you can, as I say, take a picture of it or ask to have it digitally sent to you.
That makes sense.
But this is just a technology that should go away. That's the EPA's assessment, and I totally agree with it.
All right, Fred, thank you for enlightening us about this, and we'll keep an eye on this. Fred Von Saal is Curator's Professor of Biological Sciences at the University of Missouri in Columbia.